Queridos hermanos
y hermanas, greeting, as you know, that I use everywhere in the Archdiocese, a reminder of all the newcomers that we welcome because they bring blessings. And as you know, I quickly say, dear friends, it was about 40 years ago, my family brought my great uncle Tony from Slovakia to the United States for a visit. It was a tough time back in what we call the old country. It was a tough time because the communist government was very oppressive, and public freedom of speech was unheard of. And, you know, the basic realities of life were not readily available. He came for a month. And one time, my family, it was the end of the week, it was time to go grocery shopping, and they took him along to one of the supermarkets down in Racine. And all supermarkets seem to be the same. They're just plain square buildings, not any decoration, hardly any windows except in the front a bit. And they took him in, and he walked in, and he was suddenly so overwhelmed by what he saw, by all the meat and the produce that was unheard of for him. He was so astonished and overwhelmed that he stood there and cried. He just could not believe it. Well, it comes to mind because I want to talk about the difference between external buildings and internal reality. For most of the public buildings in Milwaukee or Racine or any city, any county, we don't pay a lot of attention to the building itself, it seems to me. Maybe that's my error, but that's what it seems like. In other words, whatever the police station looks like, we know what goes on inside, that there are arrests and arraignments and maybe jails. I mean, that's what goes on inside. And a courthouse may be quite impressive, but it's the records, and it's the birth records and marriage records, and where you go if you want to get a marriage license, and where trials are heard, it's courthouse. It may be very impressive, but it's what's inside that's more important, really, than the building itself. A school. It's the classrooms, it's the desks, it's the people, it's the discipline problems, it's the struggle day after day. It's what goes on that's important in a school or university. The list can go on and on. Hospitals, some very nice buildings these days, but it's what goes on inside, the healing, the surgery, the care, the corridors, the rooms. That's important. But sometimes when we hear the word church, maybe most of the time, we think of the building. First and foremost, the building. So, you know, it's good to ponder that on the occasion of the anniversary of the dedication of the St. John Lateran Basilica in Rome. About 2 weeks ago, I had the privilege of being part of a blessing of a chapel. Notre Dame school system opened up a new school down on the south side here. Former St. Lawrence Parish, big, once German flourishing parish, neighborhood changed. It then became merged with a neighboring parish, and then it was empty for a little while, and then the Hmong Baptist community took over, stripped the statues out, and they prayed. It was a place of prayer, no doubt about it. They added the prayer to the building. And then it no longer fit their needs, so it was empty again, and the Notre Dame sisters saw an opportunity to take over the school and make what had been the chapel into their chapel. It would have been the parish church. So we had the ritual for blessing or re-blessing, in a sense, is very much like baptism. So I walked around and I sprinkled the walls with holy water and the altar and the people. And then we anointed the altar, a new altar that had been put in. And my custom is to use a lot of chrism because I want the fragrance of the chrism to fill the space. And there was incense. And then following the example that Archbishop Weakland used for the dedication of this place, rededication of this place, back in 2002, I invited everyone present to come up and kiss the altar. And so there were little kids and parents, sponsors, you know, benefactors coming up kissing the altar. And I made a point of saying, as I always do, I have had 47 blessings of churches in the last 25 years. But I always say, it isn't the words or the water or the oil that makes a place holy. It's the lives of the people who come in and out of the door that really make a place holy. And therefore, you know, what we bring to it is part of the extended blessing of any sacred space. So against all that background, you know, today's the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica, St. John Basilica Cathedral in Rome. It isn't St. Peter's that's a cathedral, even though that's the one that's so famous and rather beautiful. It's St. John Lateran. And today it's got some magnificent columns and inside, huge, gigantic statues of the 12 apostles. And it's a very imposing structure. And on the front, outside on the front, is carved this saying, Mater et caput omnium ecclesiarum orbis, the mother and the head of all the churches of the world. It's carved right on the front, in stone, travertine. The place is got a fabulous history. In other words, it started with the gift of Constantine in the year 312. He gave a hall of justice to the Bishop of Rome, Sylvester. And because it was a hall of justice that became the first cathedral of Rome, public cathedral, it gave the imprint, the footprint of almost all churches ever since. I mean, this kind of square and a place where the magistrate would somehow be, it gave the imprint, but that was 324. And the Lateran Basilica Cathedral just went through a lot of difficult times. The building did. It was stripped by the Vandals and then restored by Pope Leo the Great in 460. Destroyed by an earthquake in 896 and rebuilt. Ravaged by fire in 1320, rebuilt. Utterly burnt to the ground in 1360, and then Urban V fixed it up. So you've got this impressive building, and there's a statue of St. Francis of Assisi in front, because Francis of Assisi came to that church in order to ask the Pope's blessing on the Franciscan vision. So it's got this long history. And it's where Pope Francis went after his election as Bishop of Rome to take his chair. It wasn't a big ceremony. He put it off for a little bit, and then he went to do it. But once again, the real import is what goes on inside the building. It's a celebration of the Eucharist. It's the weddings with the promise of faithful commitment and loving shared life. It's the baptisms. It's the confirmations. It's a celebration of penance, renewed desire to do the right thing in spite of mistakes, which hopefully teach us something. Place of funerals. And so what we when we celebrate the feast of the dedication of a church some 1,700 years ago, it's really the feast of the people who have used that space and very quickly can't help but say, here we are in our cathedral. And we know it was dedicated and initially dedicated in 1853. And then it burnt down in the 1930s, and was rebuilt. And then renovated into what we have now with this, I think, stunning piece of religious art that retained this, the 12 apostles and Paul in the windows and reconsecrated the altar and is the place where we come to pray. Because we bring our lives, we continue the blessing of this space. Pilgrims who go to Jerusalem are encouraged to cut, if you will, or scratch their cross somewhere in the city. It's an ancient, ancient custom. You go to Jerusalem, you don't write your initials. You find a wall or a column of marble or something, and you scratch your cross. And so you identify yourself as someone who has come to this holy place seeking for greater internal holiness, but also making the place more holy as a result of your presence. Well, Father Jeff would be very upset if I encouraged anyone to scratch crosses here in the cathedral. I'd never hear the end of it, and I'd never come back. He'd make sure I never came back. So what I often do when I have one of these blessings of a church is to invite people to just trace the sign of the cross with a thumb. You know, trace the sign of the cross. It's your cross. It's your contribution to making this a holy place. Because water and oil and song and words and incense, they set the atmosphere. But what really makes, as I keep saying, a place holy is the lives of the people walk in and out of the door. And maybe every time we come into church, we ought to not only take holy water, bless ourselves as we enter, to remind us that we have to be baptized in order to celebrate the Eucharist, but then not only re-bless ourselves as we ought to do what needs to be done as a result of our baptism at work or neighborhood or whatever, but maybe we ought to also make a point of just tracing our sign of the cross on the door every time we come in and out, because we continue to make this a holy place. And that's really what we celebrate, even though the missal says the anniversary of the dedication of St. John Lateran Basilica Cathedral. We celebrate the God who makes us holy so that we can make the places we live in and work in and pray in holy places.